Welcome back to the Shadows of Mystery podcast. This is episode 30, The Disappearance of Tara Calico. Today, we are venturing into one of the most puzzling and heartbreaking cases of the 20th century. This is the story of Tara Calico, a young woman who disappeared without a trace on a sunny September morning in 1988. Her case has remained unsolved for over three decades, but it continues to haunt investigators, her family, and true crime followers alike. Together, we will explore the details of Tara's life, the circumstances surrounding her disappearance, and the chilling theories that persist to this day. Tara Calico was a bright and energetic 19-year-old whose life was full of promise. Born and raised in Belen, New Mexico, she was known for her infectious smile, sharp intellect, and vibrant personality. Tara was a college student with big ambitions, balancing her studies with an active social life and a love for fitness. She had a routine that reflected her disciplined nature, and it was during one of her regular morning bike rides that she vanished, leaving behind a haunting mystery that would span decades. The morning of September 20th, 1988, seemed like any other ordinary day. Tara set out on her usual bike route along Highway 47, a scenic yet isolated stretch of road. She had borrowed her mother's neon pink Huffy bike, promising to return by noon for a tennis date. But as the hours rolled by with no sign of Tara, worry set in. Her mother, Patty Dowell, drove along the route in search of her daughter. What she discovered were pieces of Tara's belongings scattered along the roadside, a tragic breadcrumb trail that suggested something terrible had happened. From that moment, a relentless search began, but answers would prove to be heartbreakingly elusive. Tara Calico was a 19-year-old college student living in the small town of Belen, New Mexico. People who knew her would describe her as ambitious, bright, and full of life. She was balancing her studies at the University of New Mexico with a part-time job, all while keeping close ties with her family and friends. Tara loved staying active and had a daily routine that often included long bicycle rides on the quiet rural roads of her community. But it was on one of those familiar rides that everything changed. On the morning of September 20th, 1988, Tara left her home around 9 a.m. to ride her fluorescent pink Huffy bicycle. It was a ride she had done countless times, taking a familiar path along Highway 47. Tara had even joked with her mother, Patty Dowell, that morning, suggesting that if she didn't return by noon, her mother should come looking for her. Sadly, that lighthearted remark would take on an ominous weight as the day unfolded. When Tara failed to return home by lunchtime, Patty began to worry. Hours passed with no sign of her daughter. Calls to friends and neighbors yielded no new information, and Tara's family grew even more concerned. By that evening, law enforcement was alerted and a search was organized. Despite their best efforts, the search for Tara brought no immediate answers. Emotional exhaustion weighed heavily on her family and the community as the hours turned into days. Volunteers scoured open fields, wooded areas, and nearby trails, desperately hoping for a clue that could lead them closer to finding her. Holding on to hope in the face of uncertainty became both a challenge and a necessity for those who loved Tara most. The small town rallied together, united by their shared goal of bringing her home safely. Amid the growing concern, stories began to circulate about Tara's vibrant personality and the many lives she had touched. She was described as ambitious, kind-hearted, and full of life, qualities that made her disappearance all the more heartbreaking. Her friends and loved ones held vigils, lighting candles as a symbol of hope and resilience. Through tears and prayers, they resolved not to give up, clinging to the belief that answers would come and Tara's light would not be extinguished. The search revealed a number of unsettling clues. Along Tara's route, pieces of her Sony Walkman and cassette tapes were discovered. It appeared as though these items had been deliberately dropped, perhaps as a trail to help people find her. Witnesses reported seeing a suspicious pickup truck following closely behind Tara on Highway 47, but no one could identify the driver or confirm what had happened next. Tara's bicycle was never found. The most chilling development came nearly a year later in a completely different state. A Polaroid photo surfaced in a convenience store parking lot in Florida. The image showed a young woman and a boy, both bound and gagged in the back of what appeared to be a van. The girl in the photo bore a striking resemblance to Tara. Experts and family members were divided on whether it was truly her, but the haunting image has fueled speculation and debate to this day. Despite numerous searches, tips, and investigations, Tara's disappearance remains one of the most perplexing and heartbreaking cold cases in modern history. Her story captured the attention of the nation, and her name became synonymous with both tragedy and the relentless pursuit of answers. Over the years, law enforcement and independent investigators have revisited the case, hoping that advances in technology or new testimonies might finally shine a light on what happened that fateful day in 1988. Tara's family, especially her devoted mother, never stopped advocating for her, keeping her memory alive and urging the world to remember her as more than just another missing person. Tara's story stands as a somber reminder of the preciousness and fragility of life. It has inspired many to take action, to protect others, and to create awareness about missing persons cases. For some, her disappearance is a tale of caution, a push to strengthen community ties and ensure safety. For others, it is a story that stirs hope. The hope that one day, no matter how much time has passed, answers may come, justice may be served, and healing may begin. Theories about what happened to Tara Calico continue to circulate. Some believe her disappearance was a random abduction carried out by an opportunistic stranger, while others suggest a more sinister, deliberate act by someone she may have known. There have even been allegations of a cover-up, involving local individuals who might have played a role in the case. However, despite the many theories, there has never been enough evidence to bring anyone to justice. Tara's disappearance profoundly impacted her family and the close-knit community of Belen. Her parents never stopped searching for answers, and her case has become a symbol of resilience in the face of unspeakable tragedy. Advocacy for missing and abducted individuals has grown stronger as a result, with organizations and individuals continuing to push for justice. Tara's story serves as a powerful reminder of the importance of never giving up hope, even in the darkest of times. Her family's unwavering determination to seek the truth has inspired countless others to take action and fight for justice in similar cases. Their resilience shines as an example of how love and devotion can move mountains, even when the road ahead feels endless. It is through their courage that awareness for missing persons has grown, fostering a collective determination to bring these individuals home and keep their memories alive. The legacy of Tara's case reaches far beyond her immediate community, igniting discussions on safety, advocacy, and the critical need for reform in how such cases are handled. Every voice that joins this fight for justice helps to build a stronger, more compassionate society, one where every life is valued, and every missing person's story is heard. Tara's memory continues to inspire meaningful change, reminding us all of our shared responsibility to protect and uplift one another in the face of adversity. Even today, efforts to solve Tara's case remain active. Advances in DNA technology, renewed interest in cold cases, and the relentless determination of her family and supporters offer a glimmer of hope that answers may still emerge. Every new lead, even the smallest detail, could be the key to unraveling this mystery. Tara's story has become more than just a tragic mystery. It has sparked a movement driven by perseverance, love, and the human spirit's capacity to seek justice. Communities across the nation have come together, not just to remember Tara, but to demand accountability and ensure that such cases are never forgotten. Her legacy reminds us that every voice matters, and that even the smallest actions can create ripples of change. Each step taken in search of answers is proof of the extraordinary resilience of those who refuse to give up. It is a testament to the belief that justice, though sometimes delayed, is always worth pursuing. Tara's memory serves as a powerful call to action, inspiring others to stay vigilant, to be kind, and to fight for a world where every individual's life is valued and protected, no matter how distant the resolution may seem. If you or anyone you know has information about the disappearance of Tara Calico, please reach out to local law enforcement or the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Sharing this information could make a critical difference. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Shadows of Mystery. Remember, cases like Tara's depend on awareness and informed individuals stepping forward. If today's episode left you moved, share it with others who share a passion for uncovering the truth. Together, we can shed light on even the darkest shadows. Every voice matters and every effort counts. By staying informed and spreading awareness, you become a part of the force that fights for justice and closure in cases like Tara's. Never underestimate the power of a community united by compassion and determination. Together, we have the strength to illuminate the truth and bring hope to those who need it most. Until next time, take care and stay curious.